share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. As Western sanctions on Moscow mount following its invasion of Ukraine, Chinese media tells a story to domestic readers that avoid blaming Russia and portray sympathy for President Vladimir Putin's perspective. Beijing has refused to support nor condemn its close ally Moscow while blaming the United States and NATO's eastward expansion for worsening tensions. It is a view that reverberates across state newspapers and television, as well as social media, in China's tightly controlled news environment. When Putin announced an assault on Ukraine on February 24, China's official Xinhua news agency maintained it was a military operation, and Moscow had no intent of occupying Ukrainian territory. Days later, state broadcaster CCTV echoed a false Russian claim that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had left Kyiv, a story quickly repeated by other domestic outlets. Some Chinese reports also state that there has been a surge of neo-Nazi ideology among the Ukrainian army and people, a claim supported by Putin. A directive to a state-affiliated outlet, circulating online last month, appeared to instruct that posts unfavorable to Russia or containing pro-Western content should not be published. State media reports on Ukraine avoid terms like invasion, instead of describing the situation as a conflict or fighting. This is not a struggle to find the right message, Justyna Studlik, China analyst at the Polish Institute of International Affairs, told AFP. China purposely uses very vague language, she added, noting that this was to reduce diplomatic risks in its relations with Western countries. Officials, too, have rebuffed the term invasion when questioned by foreign journalists, accusing them of biased reporting, while giving the contradictory statements that China respects every country's sovereignty but won't take sides. Censorship and nationalism. A fierce condemnation of war at the opening of the Winter Paralympic Games in Beijing was not translated on Chinese TV. And rights holders of the English Premier League did not air matches a weekend earlier in March, knowing players were expected to show solidarity with Ukraine. Under the barrage of China's support, netizens have been showing sympathy for Russia. Pro-Putin hashtags have been allowed to proliferate on China's Twitter like Weibo, along with admiring comments about how daring he is and calls for Ukrainians to surrender. In contrast, articles about state media embracing Russian propaganda were removed as false information. As with every country, China considers its own security interests above all else, said Richard Giassi, an expert at the Hague Center for Strategic Studies. In that security calculation, stable and predictable ties with Russia are absolutely pivotal, he added. Media outlets have also started explicitly pushing Russian conspiracy theories. There is no smoke without fire, state-run tabloid Global Times wrote while repeating Russian claims that U.S.-funded biological labs in Ukraine were experimenting with bat coronaviruses. It didn't report comments from Washington that the allegations were outright lies that have been debunked. Source. AFP. Also read. Uncle Roger says the Ukraine dates joke was unfunny but he will not apologize for a bad joke. Source. Brookings source. CNN. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.